the rest of the story. It was not that Aggie Miller's childhood was unhappy. Far from it. She loved her parents and her brother and her sister and her home, everyone and everything in her young life, except Aggie was the slow one. It was the only negative thing that anyone in her family ever said about her, but they said it often. And Aggie Miller knew it was true. There was a beautiful garden by the house, and Aggie adored it. She knew every tree in the yard, even attached a special meaning to each one. Aggie also had a nursemaid, an elderly, kindly woman to whom she was very much attached. And there was a cherished pet dog given to Aggie on her fifth birthday, a friendly terrier named Tony. So many wonderful people and wonderful things embracing the young years of Aggie Miller, and yet she was the slow one. And she wished with all of her heart that it were not so. Aggie's sister? Now, there was a promising young lady. Her teachers all recommended the finest schools for her higher education. She selected one in Paris. The clever one, the family called her. Pretty and witty and entertaining, quick in conversation, successful in everything she tried. And there was Aggie's brother. He was the charming one. Passionately interested in every subject from classical literature to mechanical engineering. His amazing personal charisma ensured his acceptance wherever he went. But Aggie, well, Aggie was no match for her siblings nor for her parents, all of whom were quick when Aggie was not, and highly articulate, which Aggie could never hope to become. It was just plain difficult and sometimes impossible for the girl to organize words into what she wanted to say. Aggie was so terribly slow. She would often overhear one loved one or another repeating that statement. Aggie is so terribly slow. And something didn't help the situation. Aggie's mother, enthusiastic as she was about education per se, had an eccentric theory that no child should be permitted to read until the age of 8. Easier on the eyes and on the brain, she said. So Aggie was not given books as a small child. She had to find them for herself. Eventually, thereby, she taught herself to read. So that's how it was that a little girl thought to be slow lost herself in a wonderful, rambling world of words and storybook lands and people who came from a printed page. The slow one. Well, all her life, Aggie Miller grieved that words came to her with great difficulty. I shall always be inarticulate, she once said. And she gave that as one of the main reasons for becoming a writer. One supposes she meant that. If you can't think on your feet, you must think on your, well, on your own good time. As a youngster, Aggie Miller was quiet more often than not. Always hating to part with information. And likewise, in the myriad mystery stories of her brilliant invention, she would reveal her clues reluctantly, furtively. And thus she thrilled the world with the incredible creativity of her literary art. For the girl they called Slow was Agatha Christie. And now you know the rest of the story.